Blog Talk Radio.
Back on live, man. I know the vibes already, man. Let's get one of the coaches here in battle rap, man. Bro, how we starting right now, man?
Hey, what's up? Well, first off, let me, I want to thank the culture for the major support on my album, If I Had a Heart. I appreciate everybody. Hey, your recap is dope, too. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate everybody. But what's going on is some weirdo shit to me, because I can't understand this shit. I can't understand this shit. Like, okay, you know, this is what I be saying about the culture. It's just so back and forth. Y'all quick to do anything. Slow down and think, man. Like, yesterday, the whole culture was avocado crazy. Posting, we support you, avocado, the love. They showing them all this love and all this shit. Okay, all right, that's cool. That's fine. When the culture supports each other, I stay out the way. I mean, because it's like, okay, that's dope. We support each other. That's dope. So, you know, it is what it is. But then today, this video comes out, which is very distasteful as a person. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, and I want to say this too. First, for, you know, the other people in the culture, when URL switched cameramans from Dash Living, it wasn't a big kumbaya. It wasn't a hold hands and let's sing song and push Dash back in the front. No, they didn't do that. No, you didn't see that shit. So it's like, all right, that ain't my thing, you know. So, but whatever. But when I see the date, just like all y'all have seen by now, when you see the video, I'm not familiar who the other men were. I'm not familiar who they were.
A battle rap, happening 24/7 that battled years ago, Verb, some cat back in the day. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm not familiar, but it was real racist, you know?
Yes.
Like, I believe one of them had said, what he said was battle rappers, smack rappers don't have time for their kids. And Avocado says.
Okay, Verb, I'm sorry.
Look, and then Avocado says, trying to be a verb. Hey, hold on. Well, first off, partner, let me say something to you. That ain't how shit fly with me. I'm still in St. Louis because I'm a daddy. Okay, all my kids are with me all times except one. Now, you don't win them all. You can't win them all. You know, sometimes you get a mother that just...
Verb.
And then single me out. You understand what I'm saying? Like my whole life, anybody that know me, they know how I rock. Anybody. Ask anybody in this culture who close to me. Like John John
I
is close.
John John.
Call, Verb, he with his
I
kids.
See John John supporting you right now, Verb. I see John John on Twitter right now supporting
right.
you, brother.
I mean, but look, it's not support. It's just real. Like, I don't have to say that. Hollis said, man, I've been knowing dude 16 years. He always makes sure they straight before him. What are you talking about? Like that's my whole lifestyle is based around my kids. Like, I didn't even get to go and fly and move around to another city and explore new land because I chose to be a father. You understand what I'm saying? Like, my whole life went on hold, not to say the mothers don't. But here go the thing, when a child is created, the father has an option to stay and the mother has the option to make his life hell. Either way, two different options. Most people, we already have a stigma on running, man. So when you stay next to her, and if you got multiple baby mamas and you cause an issue after issue, personality fight. If you can stand through all that shit and still try to be a daddy, you a guy. Where we from? Because it's already hard on them. It's already hard on them because the system is already against us anyway. So we don't need no more extra shit. The system is against us, period. Because it's a circle. The first thing is remove the father from the household. That's why you're getting so much bad food. You're getting bad food, which controls the mind. You're getting bad television programs, the reality shows that program the mind. It makes the woman act like that to push that man out the house. And guess what? With the man out the house, the balance is gone because women lead with emotion and they don't lead with logic. So now it's children up under this lady who all her decisions are going to be based off emotion, not what makes sense. And now you just crashed out a whole generation of people. They won. And that's the sickest shit with all this shit. Like black men, we already have a lot on our shoulders, especially when it comes to that. Because no matter what happens in court, no matter what happens, and I don't even want to even limit that to black men. Let's just limit it
right,
to men
right.
who try.
Right.
Yeah. No. Men who even try, they're at that woman's mercy. She go to court, she say whatever she says, that's what you did. That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of pain. A woman get upset, she going to make your life hell, man. Hell.
That's a bro.
So, come on. Like we're not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the emotion. But it's fine, though. You know, you make your bed. See, a lot of people, and I made my bed hard when I was young, but I ain't run from it either, though. I don't run from nothing. I don't duck battle rappers. I don't run from anything in my life. I don't, because that's just who I am. And so to see him say that, that means he must have felt the way. Like, what caused you to target me out of anything in the world? I don't even talk to dude on the phone. I don't talk to dude on the phone. I've never ate with him or nothing. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? I know him as who he is, but that's far as it is. What's up with you chilling?
That's
so
it.
Now, so what's your motive with me? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
As
a brother that's in the culture, right? And let's be real, this is black culture, whether people want to hear it or not. Let's just have real talk. I think we do a good job of embracing our white brothers in battle rap. Do we not, as battle rappers, as fans, as media, no? Am I right on that?
Battle rap is not color based. If he good, he good.
That's a fact.
If he not, he not. Yeah, like so, we don't look at battle rap as color. You know, now. What I'm saying, as of this point, you know, maybe 10 years ago, we looked at, you know, the Grind Time and King of the Dollars and the white boys. You know what
right.
I'm saying? That's where we looked at it. But now it's all the same. So it's no
wow.
color on that side. But like you said, but also at the same time, in battle rap, okay, if y'all going to come over here, y'all have rules. I don't give a fuck about none of that. Okay, watch what you say. Because
yep.
at the end of the day, you're still a visitor. However way you want to do it, however way you want to look at it, man. You have to watch what you say to people or about people. You know what I'm saying? That's just only right. Because in battle rap, we validate y'all. Y'all don't validate us. We validate y'all. So we should already have
that
respect
so
because you're over there. Yeah, okay.
That is so
and
real.
Just like on the flip side, you know, it's certain things where they validate us. You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So yeah, but when you play this game, you gotta play by the rules. Like that was totally distasteful, totally, and especially from a bunch of people that are melanated and colored that support you, that supported you all yesterday. All yesterday, they pushed you to the top. See, we don't see color, or slurs like that. We don't do that. We didn't look at the color. The culture did not look at the color of his skin and say, "No,
nope.
we're not gonna push him up." They say, yeah, let's push him up. URL is owned by blacks, and they
yep.
still with a white man. So we don't have a color issue. We have an issue on right and wrong, and this is wrong, Avocado. However you want to look at it, this is wrong to even speak or joke in a manner like that. Like, that's not funny. What the fuck? Because we go through too much. Look, we go through too much, man. That shit's not funny. It's a sensitive subject because – If you want to be a father, you're going to have it hard, man. You're going to have it hard. And if she not happy
oh,
in her life, good night. Good night.
Bruh.
Good night. Good night. And you know I'm
wow.
not. And so, listen, but the thing is, he might not understand this part of it. You see what I'm saying? He might not understand this part of it because if she's not happy in her life and she's still like you, your life is not going to be smooth, bro. Ain't no motherfucking way. Ain't
nope.
no motherfucking way. It's not a possible because it's emotion. So it's a lot of us that go through a lot, and we still stick through it, and we stand, and we go through whatever we got to go through. We don't run. I represent for them.
Let me ask you a question. What do you say to the people? Because I'm seeing people on social media right now saying, bro, oh, three-letter man, that was 5 years ago. I don't give a what the fuck that means. So 5 years ago, this man, was he a jitterbug? Was he 13 years old or some shit like that? Bro, I'm missing me with that, bro. We're not playing this 5 years.
You talking about with,
the,
with those comments?
Yeah.
You talking with those? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like when I saw them comments, I was like, I don't know what that is because it said who's the hardest to work with. And he said A Verb is hardest to work with, and I don't work with him. He don't pay me. He takes battles, bro. Like what the fuck are we doing? You take the battle. You don't work with me. You take battle. Where do I need to stand? Cool. Good night. That's how that goes. So I don't know where that came from. But it just shows you that. But you know what, though? That's why I don't be fucking with people like that. People say that, you know what I'm saying, about me? Like, you know, Verb don't really. I don't, bro. That's why I stay to myself because I know ain't none of this shit real.
Mm-hmm.
I know all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I know all this shit fake to me. I just don't deal with fake shit. Y'all can deal with it. I just don't. That's why I don't deal with people because it's like I make it strictly work and business when I deal with you.
Yes.
No emotion attached. Like, I like it because I'm not trying to be cool with nobody because these type of things happen and it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I've never had a run-in with him. No words, period. Like, I don't, nothing. So I don't know where he would, where that would come from. Because it's sensitive to me because, in fact, we know what we go through. Man, hey, listen, I went to jail for a kid that wasn't mine, bro. I went to jail for a kid that wasn't mine because my name was on a motherfucking birth certificate and they couldn't find the father. So the medical bills and all that shit, it piled up, and guess who it got put on? The nigga who named on the birth certificate.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, so I don't play them type of games. I don't play them because my whole life is based on my children. Everything about me is based on them.
Yep.
I can't do nothing if I'm not clear in that situation. You understand what I'm saying? At all times.
Mm-hmm.
Does
it bother you also because you know you're there for your children and how you come out your neck saying that and you know nothing about me? You never met my kids.
You don't know my lifestyle. You've never been to
St. Louis.
No, it wasn't even the fact of me knowing I'm there for my kid. I don't give a fuck. Fuck him. I know what I'm doing. I don't gotta do that.
Right.
It's the fact that you don't know me and you spoke on me. That was my thing. You don't know me. You put that shit in the universe on me. You don't even know me. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I didn't care what he really thought. And I don't give a fuck. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know you don't care,
man. That shit. Yeah. But it's like, if you would get on camera and say that about me and you don't know me, that don't even make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? That don't even make sense. So, But if you see people in the culture that's trying to still support him through this, man, y'all just some coons, man. That's all. I don't expect y'all to stand for something. Everybody don't stand
That's
for
a
something.
Fact.
I don't expect
That's
you to. I ain't mad. Just be a coon. That's it. That's all it is because right is right and wrong is wrong. However way you want to do it, right is right and wrong is wrong. 24 hours ago, y'all was pushing avocado up and standing against black people. You are real, y'all wrong.
Wow.
Caffeine, y'all wrong. Y'all was doing that 24 hours ago. Then 24 hours later, him and two other white boys making racist comments and laughing and shit like that.
That was cringy, man. And Avocado, listen,
I know you made an apology.
I know you made an apology saying, you apologize and that video surfaced from years ago, my nigga. You got to understand something, bro. We are living in some crazy times right now. And for this video to surface right now, bro, we not trying to hear that right now. I'm watching Kenny Smith leave. We not watching NBA games tonight.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that shit because guess what? Here's the thing. If this would have been a situation where Avocado got caught sucking a dick 6 years ago, nigga, you still suck the dick. You still put that motherfucker in your mouth. The fuck wrong with you?
That's
you can't tell me this ain't you now. No, you still put a dick in your mouth. Nigga, you put a dick in your motherfucking mouth and you suck the dick. You can't say, oh, that's not me now. That's who the fuck you was.
Wow.
I know. Pardon me, that's a harsh example, but you guys know. Yeah.
We know, Rivera, we know you give us harsh examples. We know that about you. If he could have a conversation with you, would you have a conversation with him?
Uh-uh. He can't have a conversation with me. No, we ain't doing that. Because I take
zero
phones.
DM and say, Verb, I apologize. My bad.
No. You got to apologize loud. I don't play that bitch ass shit. You apologize. I don't want to talk off record. He sent me his number. I don't want your number. No, because you said something on camera, so you need to go start there. I don't deal with that bitch ass behind the wall apology. No, if you said something loud on camera, then you need to run it back. and remix it, because I don't deal with that half ass shit. You disrespect
right.
in public, you apologize in public, or it ain't real. Or it ain't real. Smack did it. Smack, look, when Smack disrespected
yeah.
Ice Pac and called
Ice
him a crackhead, he went right on stage and said, "Hey, I apologize
yep.
to him in front of everybody on the pay per view." You fucking right. That's how we play ball.
Yep.
You play by the rules. And no, don't apologize to me on no mix it in with all the shit. No, ISO and apologize. No, that shit ain't right. I don't give a fuck. I don't care what he really think in real life. I don't care about that. But it's the whole principle of you don't know me to speak on me. So you got some inner kind of hate. For me to be the face that you targeted, you got an inner issue with me. You understand what I'm saying? I shouldn't even pop up in his head because I don't conversate with him. If I don't conversate with you, why the fuck am I popping up in your head? That means you have an inner issue. Boy, come on. I went to school psychology, bro. You got an inner issue. You understand that? Because I shouldn't,
yeah.
my presence shouldn't even run through your brain. Okay, a battle rapper I don't talk to, I don't think about him. Why? He don't even register in my mind until I see him. You know what I'm saying? Then I can see you and say, oh, okay, what's up, Don Marino? What's happening? But you don't cross my line on a regular basis. So why the fuck would I cross yours? So
yeah.
You should be having like a, this should be like, look, inner issues with people and shit. Like, I don't even be fucking with people. I don't even talk to y'all.
Yeah.
And that's just not right. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't right. Like, man, like, no, I don't play that shit, man. Fuck all that. I stand for something. I stand for something. I don't fall for no shit like that. No, we don't fall. We don't fall. I ain't falling for nothing. Respect me fully. Don't love me. Respect me. I take no forms of disrespect, and anybody that know me, they know that.
Am I wrong for saying this, Verb, that with all due respect to that man, I ain't really shocked, though? Am I fucked up for saying that? That I'm not shocked? Like, everybody's shocked and shit. I'm really not shocked. I'm going to keep it real, Verb. I don't know that man, but I ain't shocked.
I'm shocked because of the way that the culture embraces him. I'm shocked on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody has an issue with him. I mean, he does great camera work. That's what he does.
Very much so.
So it's like, okay, yeah. Yeah, so what's up? All right, yeah. So, see, like, the thing is, when somebody do something good in our culture, we push it up. That's with music. Like, okay, this one thing about battle rap. If it's not good, they're not going to push it up.
That's
one thing about battle rap. Like you can't – battle rap is not the music industry where you can swake something. You understand? You can kind of do it, you know what I'm saying, with popularity, but you can't fully sway anything. So, like, if a cameraman is not good, they're not going to bring him up. If some music is not good, they're not going to retweet it. That makes sense. You understand what I'm saying? And when I say that, I'm speaking on things outside of being an artist. Things outside of being an artist. Yeah.
Well, I can't believe what I saw, and I know he just made an apology for a minute and 37 seconds. He made part one and part two, what combined with 2 minutes of apology, saying that's not him. This guy in the third, but Avocado, man, you can't really sell that to black folks. That's not you, bro. I don't think in this time of era right now, we trying to hear that that's not you. Like, I don't like when niggas going that's not you. No, we thinking that is you, bro. We going to think that is you. And let me say something, Verb. With all due respect to Avocado, and I know the great work he does, this, that, and the third. I don't know what it is, bro. But for some reason, I was not rushing in front of the camera to go in front of my show and do what everybody was doing. And a lot of niggas hit me up saying, yo, three, you're not going to talk about Avocado getting jerked by caffeine. And for some reason, I wasn't rushing to do that, bro. I don't know what it was. I just wasn't rushing to do it. I respect the man's work, but I just wasn't rushing. You know, this goat talk they put by his name, cool. Goat of filming battles, all right, that's cool. But when you do shit like this, bro, and I'm seeing you talking shit about Verb and Shaka, making these little jokes and we said, I wrote this shit down. Explain it to black people. What the fuck you mean explain it to black people? We don't need y'all to explain a goddamn thing to us, first of all. Let's be clear on that, man. This is real
Let's
fucked
be
up.
Clear.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I really just don't understand it. Like, it's just some wild ass shit. You know what I'm saying? And then if the culture re-accepts him doing this type of shit, okay. That's good for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't stand for shit anyway. But we supposed to stand for something. Anytime something is right or wrong, stand for it. That's what the culture is. If it's right or wrong, we all stand. That's what it is. This is wrong. Anybody who thinks otherwise, you're just a mark. Yeah, you're a sucker mark ass nigga. If you think this is all right, you're just a mark. It ain't nothing to do. You know?
All right, so,
but see,
so let me ask you a question.
So
what happens to as an older spokesman in battle rap like yourself, one of the OGs in battle rap right now, how do we move forward with this? How do we duck this under the table? Do we need to have conversations with our other counterparts? What do we do moving forward?
I don't know. How the fuck y'all gonna move forward? I said what I said. Shit. You know what I'm saying? I said I don't know what the fuck y'all gonna do. Shit. I said what I said. And I mean that shit. Like, I don't play that type of shit. But I only represent for me. I can't speak for the rest of you motherfuckers. Like, no, I know what I'm saying for. I don't stand for no kind of forms of disrespect at all. I don't stand for them. None. Because I don't come around and I don't disrespect people. Now, if you want to disrespect me on stage, fine. I take disrespect from top-tier battle rappers only. That's it.
Right.
Anything under me, right. Tonight, you'll never get me on stage. Top tier, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, I take it. Like, and that's as far as it goes with me. Anything outside of that, no, I'm not dealing with that. Not me.
Wow, man, that was really tough to watch,
yeah,
man.
Like,
I mean,
it's a wild situation because it's emotional because. A lot of us really try hard to be in our children's lives. And a lot of times and I'm not saying all, I'm saying a lot of times the mothers really give us a hard time. Yes, they do, man. Like you don't know, none of y'all gonna understand what pain is until you have a kid mother who hates you so much and she's not on your arm. She'll do anything to turn the kid against you. Like, she'll do anything to make sure that child hates you the same way she do. A lot of y'all ain't going to know that. A lot of y'all ain't going to know what that shit feel like. That's why when a man try to stand and go through that shit and take whatever come, it ain't no joke with us. It's not a joke at all with us because a lot of things get done off emotion toward us in a wrong manner, and that shit make you feel emotional because it's like, I know what the fuck I've been through. I know what I've been through trying to be a father and trying to be make an example for and stand for something. And I know what that shit feel like. I know what it feel like every single day. I know what it feel like. And I know the hell that most black men or men going to take period if you know, for many different, I know the hell is already against us. They want us out the house immediately. Do whatever you got to do to get him out. I know so many men that's working two jobs just to be able to bring $200 home a week because child support taking everything and giving it to the girl because the girl said that he wasn't shit. So a lot of people that go through that. Like we have a wild child support law where I'm at. A wild
one. Yeah. Wow. Jesus, man. Man. Listen, man. I'll be remiss to ask you this before you go, man. What do you think about Mook and Grizz, man? I have to ask you about that.
What you mean? Oh, okay, let's do it. Mook and Grizz, you mean as far as the matchup or what you're asking me?
Yeah. Because, hold on, I got to give you credit on this. Well, before, when I had you up here speaking about Lux and Surf, you said to me, and I remember you telling me this, Surf's going to have to go someplace he's never been before. Obviously, my little bro ain't do that shit. He ain't take your advice.
Right.
But everything you said about Surf going into the battle about Lux, I feel he didn't do. So I got to give you credit on that first off. So what do you think about Briz?
Right.
First return back in the year off, you know, the angle guard, which is Murder Mook. He got so many angles with Briz. What you think, Hurt?
You know, I don't give a fuck. You know, what I say is I'm not, like, close with either party. So it's not like I'm
right. –
you know, talking to any of these niggas every day and nothing like that. But in my opinion, Mook wins this one. And the reason why I say that is because Mook is going to put a lot of firepower in his material this time. Because, and I'm not being funny or nothing, but since I took Mook, he's not the same to the people no more. So he's going to try to make an example. I'm telling you what I know for a fact. And you just stop me when I'm lying. I mean, because it's just different. You know what I'm saying? Like, at first, it was a murder Mook allure. Like, as far as, like, he had never be touched, and he's been touched. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, you know, he's gonna go the extra mile to make sure that this is a kill. He's going to go the extra mile.
Do you think Briz watches your battle with Mook and tries to get some, watch that game tape and try to see if he could execute or say, or maybe piggyback on certain things you were saying?
No, I hope not, because if he do that, then he don't got a chance, because that material I gave Mook was, because look, no, let me tell you, it's the thing, right. I'm a rapper's rapper, mm-hmm. for a fact. The thing with me is, I knew when I was going to go, see, it's all about where you at. Your attack is based on who you are and where you at. Like, when I went to battle Mook, I knew, okay, I'm going to New York City to battle Murder Mook. That's already a tough task. I have to be faster to the shot. I don't have to be a pinsman. Be faster, because I don't have a luxury tax, because I'm on the road. See, I study the game differently from everybody else. When you're on the road, you got to move faster than the home guy. You know what I'm saying? So my attack was based on getting off shots faster. Try to be more memorable instead of trying to be more pinsman. Try to be more memorable quickly. And I executed my plan.
Wow.
When I battled Lux, my attack was just go up every second. That was my attack with Lux, because I figured he was the strongest in his third round. So my plan of attack was go up every second. Every second.
Wow.
Yeah, so I said with battle rap, fucking what? No. I think with Briz and Mook, I think it's going to be interesting, because we want to hear how each other do it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at this as if I got a bet on it, I'm going to bet Mook 2-1. If I got a bet,
okay.
Yeah, because the people don't love, it's not like they overlove Mook or anything. So I would say 2-1 if I had to bet, you know.
I felt like when the announcement where you and Mook came about, I thought there were more people picking you to be Mook more than they're picking Briz to be Mook. I see a lot of people riding with Mook, Verb. A lot of people got Mook 2-1. Some 30 ball, too.
I got Briz 2-1, Verb. I'm talking. You can't really bet on, like, I wouldn't take that bet, but, I mean, that's not a knock to Briz. It's just the fact that Mook, I've been in front of both of them, so I know who both of them are.
That's true. I know for a fact, Mook.
Yeah, I've been in front of both of them. So it's like, can
I say something about that? I thought after you battled Briz on Rookies versus Vets, he got better after your battle.
Look in the history books. Once I get on stage with you, you do get better. K-Shine got extremely better after me.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? After I battle you, you done stood in front of probably your roughest opponent on paper. So it's like, if you do that, you can do anything. You know what I'm saying? But Briz is a good rapper though. He's a good rapper. So it's like, I mean, you can't underestimate what Briz will be on. But I know a lot of things going to play. Not going on stage for a year is, you're going to get some ring rust. Yes, you are.
Right.
Yeah, you are. But at the same time,
you never took a year off though, right? I can't recall you taking a whole year off.
I think I took maybe 9 months, 10 months, some months. Yeah,
okay.
9, 10 months, something like that. Yeah, I'm really excited though. The Summer Madness card is kind of crazy too, though. So I'm kind of excited.
Wait a minute. Are you?
Why wouldn't I know?
Should you not be on Summer Madness, sir?
I mean, shit, we gonna find out.
I'm gonna talk to you off air. I'm gonna talk to you off air.
Yeah.
I heard some things, but I'm gonna talk to you off air. I'm not gonna talk about it on this show at all.
Let's just say this. The card is crazy. I think the card is crazy. Dope. I think it's dope.
I know some matches, Verb. There's some crazy shit on this card.
I feel like some madness again. I feel you, Verb, man. I appreciate you as always, man.
This is once again, I don't think you and I are sitting here trying to ish on avocado. That's not an MO. I think we do have to bring this to light. This is the culture. You're talking about every goddamn thing. Fuck him.
Shit. What you mean? That's what I'm doing. You sitting on me. I sit on you back. What you saying? I ain't taking no political route, bro. Once I'm wrongfully, it's up, bro. I don't do that. No, we don't do that type of shit. Hey, well, not where I'm at. Shit, you wrong me, I wrong you back. Shit, let's see you tap out first. Shit, what the fuck? Yeah, I ain't with that shit.
Yeah.
Make your apology loud but disrespect. Yes, sir. All right, Holland.
Listen, hold on. If announcement does come with your name on here, we got to talk, though. I'm going to leave it there. It's your boy, D-Letter, man. I know the vibes already, man. What?